too strong.
I'm not a fake, fraudulent commentator on television. See, I don't act. This is real.
Are you that stuff on stupid?
His black card is under review right now.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil J., Kim Whitley, good morning.
Yes, it is.
First and foremost, congratulations to Cleveland. First of all, let me say, Pastor Dr. Maurice Watson, I spoke two services yesterday for Father's Day at Metropolitan Baptist Church in Maryland. So shout out to Metropolitan and all of the folks there. Thank you so very much to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day. First and foremost, yesterday was also Juneteenth. The only observance of a holiday where the slaves were freed. It also was Emancipation Day for Tom Joyner. And the curse. Yes. They would win on Juneteenth Freedom Day because Tom has got.
Took him a long time, huh?
Tom didn't have a monkey on his back. He had that Cincinnati Zoo gorilla on his back. Wow. when it came to that curse. But it's okay. The curse will restart in baseball season. Okay, all right then. And speaking of Emancipation Weekend, Tom, a story dropped Saturday that shocked a lot of people when it was reported that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is seriously thinking about retirement. Yes, what you hear are the angelic voices in heaven singing about that. Joining us right now is Danielle Blevins. She's a Supreme Court reporter. She joins us right now. Danielle, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys this morning?
All right, so this shocked a lot of people when it was reported in the Washington Examiner that Clarence Thomas is really thinking about retirement after the November election.
Really? Really?
Danielle?
Yeah, I don't think it's as big a story as we think it is, because we've seen a lot from the Republican side saying that, you know, the Supreme Court, this is why you got to go out and vote for the Republican, you got to go out and vote for Trump. With, you know, we have these two wildly unpopular candidates, and people are like, I may just vote third party, I may not vote at all. And so the story coming from a Republican outlet, a very conservative outlet, is really not that surprising, as they're trying to give this candidate momentum going into the general election.
Don't get excited. No.
No, I think it's.
Holy Thurgood Marshall.
It's exactly what we want you to do.
But do you believe, though, that also with the death of Scalia, the report that I saw is that Thomas, you know, he loves to hang out in his RV with his wife. I mean, the reality is when your closest friend passes away and you begin to realize that maybe my whole world isn't tied up in being a Supreme Court justice, you do want to live life.
Right. You know, he does lots of travel. He's 67 years old. You know, he's still. Fairly young, considered, you know, with the other three older justices, Ginsburg, Kennedy, as they're in their 80s or about to be in their 80s. So I think that is a fair point, but I wouldn't necessarily hinge on, you know, now that, you know, the election's coming, I'm going to retire. I think he's probably got another few years before he steps down from the bench.
Realistically, how many justices do you think could be replaced in this next term?
In the next term, probably...
Two.
Danielle, two, including the vacant position of Scalia, which would mean three.
Yes.
Wow.
I think Ginsburg will probably soon retire, depending on how she feels about that. Mm-hmm. So that's your first one to watch.
Anthony Kennedy is going to be 80.
He will be turning 80, but Ginsburg's 83.
And her health is not good.
Y'all sound like a spades game. I got two, a possible three.
But
if we don't get the right person in time, they're going to run to Boston.
Right, I got a possible. Danielle, I got to ask you real quick. There is a Supreme, we will probably get a ruling this week on a major affirmative action case. Correct?
Right, Fisher 2.0. This is the second time Fisher has been before the Supreme Court.
Tell folks what that is.
I know we had that hashtag. Basically, there's a student from the University of Texas who's challenging the use of race in the admissions process. And so we had the hashtag Stay Mad Abby back in December when former Justice Scalia, you know, basically downed HBCUs and said that maybe, you know, African Americans should go to those schools where some of us have a tendency to do better than at more advanced schools. So we'll be waiting for that, but there are also 16 other cases that the court has yet to decide, and so we'll start today getting more orders and probably getting more dates for decisions to be handed down between now and next Thursday.
Okay.
All right, then. Wow. Well, you know what? You said
you
not
had
possible.
Me excited there, man.
Right. Tom was thinking Cleveland won for the first time in 52 years, and Clarence Thomas yes. might get off the Supreme Court. Christmas in June.
Okay.
For the first time in 150.
Danielle Blevins, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now that Cleveland has won the title, Kim Whitley has said lap dances for everybody.
Oh, my.
Yes! I'm willing and able.
Oh, my.
Not able. Not able.
24 past the hour.